Today, the U.S. Department of Agriculture releasing several reports as we look at the nation's crop production, as well as ending stocks and world production as well. We're joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And first off, Tom, was this what the trade was looking for?
Well, it was close to what the trade was looking for. Not exactly, but close enough to say there was not really a big surprise in the numbers that came out today. Now, when we start looking at it, our corn crop now is estimated at 14.475 billion bushels. That is 31 million less than what the trade was looking for, but an increase of 80 million over what we saw from the USDA last month. The corn yield's being pegged at 174.2 bushels per acre. That is a half a bushel less than what the trade was looking for, but 2.5 bushels per acre more than what we saw last month. Now, when you look at soybean production, it's being pegged at 3.927 billion bushels, 49 million less than what the trade was looking for, but an increase of 14 million over last month. Soybean yield, 47.1 bushels per acre, a half a bushel less than what the trade was looking for, but a half a bushel more than what we saw in September. Now, when you start looking at the ending stocks out there, we're looking at the corn ending stocks coming in at 2.081 billion bushels, 49 million less than what the trade was looking for, but an increase of 79 million over last month. Soybean ending stocks came in at 450 million bushels. That is 22 million less than what the trade was looking for and 25 million less than what we saw last month. And we'll talk about the wheat just a little bit later. We'll stay on corn and soybeans. When we look at the corn acreage, we saw the harvested corn acreage reduced by 700,000 acres from what we saw last month. The trade was looking for an average reduction of 681,000. So pretty much in line, and we'll probably see some more changes in this in the next couple reports too. Now, as far as the feed and residual usage, we saw an increase in the corn by 50 million bushels. We saw exports and ethanol usage stay unchanged. And we saw one other thing that really kind of stood out, that the Illinois yield was estimated at 200 bushels per acre. First time we've ever had an individual state with a yield estimate that high. Now, as far as soybeans, we saw their harvested acres come in 700,000 less than what we saw last month by the USDA. We saw that more than what the trade was looking for. Trade was looking for a reduction of about 437,000, but this didn't really seem to bother anybody seeing this. Now, the crush and the exports for the soybeans stayed unchanged from last month, but we did see imports drop by 5 million bushels. Now, when we look over at the wheat, we saw the wheat ending stocks come in at only 654 million bushels, 50 million less than what the trade was looking for, and 44 million less than what the USDA had last month. So that kind of gave the wheat a little bit of a bounce. Wheat saw help out there from the fact that we saw export sales increased by 25 million over last month, and feed residual usage increased also by 25 million over last month. Now, the wheat also got a little bit of help from the world ending stocks, as the wheat world ending stocks were reduced by 3.79 million metric tons. So all that gave the wheat some help to the upside today. Now, also speaking of those world ending stocks, there was just slight increases in the soybean and corn ending stocks for the world. So when you got down to it, this report all of a sudden got everybody excited right off the bat. We saw the highs of the session made today within the first 5 minutes after the report came out at 11 o'clock. Then we started seeing the markets quiet down. And as trade went along with the session here, we saw corn and soybean lows for the session, new ones made after the report was issued, and we saw lower closes in the corn and the soybeans today. And the wheat, even though they did close positive, were unable to hold their highs of the session.
Also today, USDA did release a world supply and demand report. Anything of substance there?
As we was talking about the world-ending stocks, we did see the wheat come in lower than expected, and we saw a little bit of an increase in the corn and the soybeans. But other than that, there was nothing else out there that really, you know, had a big bearing on the market. Overall, these numbers didn't change the outlook much more than what anybody was looking at before. As far as the wheat goes, we're going to have to see some increased demand to meet these expectations that the USDA put out today. And we're also going to have to see some changes out there that's going on in the harvest right now to change expectations for the corn and the soybeans, as it continues to look like we're looking at record yields out there, record production, and even though we're behind normal on getting this crop harvested, it looks like after we have passed this weekend, we're going to have some clearing weather to get this harvest moving along in the Midwest.
Looking at the nation's corn and soybean numbers, as you mentioned, across the board, USDA did come in lower than trade analyst expectations. Do you think that there's going to be maybe another adjustment when we get in down the road another month from now?
Yes, there will be adjustments, but I think we're going to see the same trend we're seeing right now. Even though we came in lower than what the trade was looking for, we came in higher than what the USDA had a month ago. I think that trend will continue. Next month, we'll see the higher production and yield numbers come in from the USDA than what they put out today. So I think that trend will continue.
Tom, anything else about today's reports?
No, I think the report has pretty much been put to bed. It's behind us now. I think the trade will continue to look at what's going on as far as this harvest out there and look for the next report that will be coming out a month from now. Now, we also will see this coming Wednesday on the 15th, the next set of numbers as far as the acreage from the FSA office.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the time as we've been joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities analyzing today's USDA reports. Tom, what's your number?
They can reach us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market recap of today's USDA numbers and a WASDE report bringing you coverage on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie.